begin the third chapter, that is Major Verticals in Social Entrepreneurship. In this chapter, we will cover the following verticals of social enterprises, that is community projects, non-profit organizations, social firms, cooperatives, social purpose businesses, credit unions, community development finance institutions, development trusts, public sector spin-outs, trading arms of charities, and fair trade organizations. We will learn briefly about all these various types of organizations. So all the major verticals that we saw on the earlier slide, how do they vary or how do they differ? They basically vary on 4 points. 1, the purpose of their existence. 2, the ownership structure. 3, the management structure. And finally, 4, accountability of the organization. We will learn about each of these verticals on the forthcoming slides. Let us first begin with community projects or enterprises. So community enterprises are those enterprises which serve a particular geographical area or community of interest. A community project is a relatively small-scale effort to address an issue within a specific community. And finally, social, environmental, and economic issues are the primary focus of most community projects. To give you an example of community projects, perhaps the easiest one or the most identifiable one would be area local management projects. As you know, in our city in Mumbai, area local management groups have been formed in different wards, and these ALMs are formed by the citizens of a particular area. So for example, if you're living in Andheri East, the people of that ward will get together and approach the government organization to find solutions to their problems. So this is an example of a community project. They are coming together on a small scale and addressing the social, environmental, and economic conditions, economic issues which are faced in their area or locality. Community projects are one of the best examples of an idea that anyone can be a social entrepreneur. You don't need to have a business degree, power, or connections to affect change where you live. Again, take the same example of an ALM. You don't have to be somebody great, or you don't need rocket science to solve the problems in your areas. What you need is commitment and basic integrity to carry out your work. You also need to be able to work together with different people in your community or in your geographical area to find solutions to problems of common interest. And therefore, all you need is the entrepreneurial spirit, creativity, tenacity, and commitment to see a project through to completion. Let us see some more ideas for community projects. Social supermarkets. Many of you might have actually done this kind of social work, where discounted food is purchased cheaply from food suppliers and other supermarkets who cannot sell these food products themselves. Not because the product is bad, but because maybe the product is approaching its expiry date, or the cans, let's say Coke cans or Pepsi cans, are dented, or there is a product mislabeling, which is not actually a food scare or a danger, but it's just that the product cannot be sold. So you purchase these products from the supermarkets at discounted rates and then in turn donate it to the base of pyramid customers. Another example could be of used textbooks for a social change. This again also, most of us would have done it at some point or the other in our lives, where we donate our textbooks after we complete a particular year. These books are then either donated to base of pyramid customers directly, or they can be actually resold as second-hand books. And the profits from these sales can be used for social programs. The third idea or an example could be the opening of a bakery or a restaurant. Here, the focus is on building the employment skills of the unemployed groups, such as at-risk youth or former drug addicts, giving them purpose, giving them work, and making them accountable and building their employment skills will help them overcome their addiction. Another good example would be of manufacturing efficient wood stoves. As you know, millions of women in our country do not have access to good stoves, and therefore they suffer from cardiopulmonary diseases due to the breathing in of wood smoke on a daily basis. Therefore, a good community program would be to build or manufacture more efficient stoves and then sell these stoves at market or above market rates to regular consumers. The profits from these can be used to subsidize the cost for those who cannot afford it. An example of this is the Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana scheme, which is started by the Prime Minister of India for providing LPG connections to women of BPL, that is below poverty line households. Another good example would be of beauty products. You can partner with major beauty brands to sell their brands, to sell their products as an online retailer. You could reach out to them and convince them to provide their products to you at favorable wholesale rates or at discounted rates, and then divert the profits that you get from the sale of these products to purchasing milk, baby bottles, or any other thing of value for distribution in the BOP market. We saw many examples earlier. Now let us see examples of community projects which are existing in India. ERC Eye Care. This organization, which is based in the Northeast, offers accessible, affordable, and inclusive on-demand eye care to the rural population of Northeast, where these services were earlier not available. It has a huge network of rural vision centers and a mobile unit which is connected to city-based hospitals. Therefore, it becomes a community-based program as it is reaching out to the population of Northeast India. SAS Purna Arogya Healthcare. This community-based healthcare program provides low-cost healthcare services to urban and rural poor. It has been running a successful, innovative, and self-sustaining affordable healthcare model in the state of Karnataka since 2010. What does this company do? It has a web-based software and has designed an innovative health scheme to benefit a large number of urban and rural poor families by providing them low-cost, hassle-free healthcare by collaborating with NGOs and a network of selected hospitals. Under this scheme, NGOs, NGO MFIs, and cooperatives are encouraged to partner with the health trust and issue health cards to their urban and rural beneficiaries, most of whom are poor. The local hospitals sign agreements to be part of the network and provide healthcare medical services to the card holders. Thus, it is just like a medical insurance. You and I have easy access to it, but these poor people in rural and urban areas do not have access to it. And therefore, SAS has come up with this innovative solution. Let's move on to the next example of Seven Sisters Development Assistance, the acronym of which is SESTA. SESTA is a professionally managed not-for-profit organization. It literally means effort in Assamese. Since its inception, the effort has been towards creating a just and equitable society in Northeast India, devoid of any poverty. This organization recruits young professionals and groups them as development professionals. And it mobilizes women from poor and marginalized communities in the form of self-help groups, village-level organizations, and block-level SHG federations. It builds their capabilities around livelihood, that is agriculture, livestock, and skill development, and helps them to enhance their income. We now have a live example of one of our own students. He had a community project of providing plastic water tanks to the people in his village. This is because there was a severe shortage of water in his village, and he convinced his father to fund a borewell for the benefit of his community. He did not stop there. Later, he convinced his father to buy 8 plastic water tanks and to create storage of the huge amount of water received from the borewell. He then placed the water tanks near each and every colony in his village and gave borewell connections to them, thus solving the water problem in his community. What an excellent example of one of our own students becoming a social entrepreneur to solve the problems of the people in his village. Let us take one more example of a community-based project. This project is based in Darnai, a small village in Bihar with a population of about 24,000 people. You'll be surprised to know that this is India's first fully solar-powered village. Darnai is located near Bodh Gaya in Bihar's district. The villagers embraced the technology and the benefits of solar power and got for themselves basic electricity which was not available to them. And thus Darnai has now changed its fate not only for itself but for all the community members living there and has gone on to become the first village in India to completely run on solar power. Pevehe, a small village in the foothills of Melghat region of Amravati district in Maharashtra, has shown how communities and NGOs can work together to conserve the environment and ensure sustainable livelihood for the people. It works with Coach, a partner of AID, and they have been working together with the communities in the area since 1996. Coach, together with the villagers, have worked on a number of community projects in the area, like regeneration, managing and use of non-timber produce from the land sustainably. They have planted 50,000 trees under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, that is MGNREGA. Using MGNREGA funds, the villagers and Coach have also constructed check dams and other soil and water conservation structures. They are preventing deforestation due to overgrazing, and village committees have been formed and have demarcated specific areas for grazing and routinely guarding afforested areas. They have planted fodder, which is helping in the rearing of cattle. They are making correct use of cattle dung by using it for piped gas distribution and the biogas system in the village. This is helping them reduce their dependence on the forest for fuel. They have also been successful in creating zero waste in the village. Thus, a very good example of a number of community projects being carried out in a small village and helping not only the villagers but the whole community living there. Let us now see the examples of community projects in Hivre Bazar, Maharashtra. Amid drought-affected areas of Maharashtra lies a village which has not had a single water tanker since 1995 despite getting very measly rainfall since that time. And how do the villagers achieve this? The village and the villagers shun water-intensive crops and have instead opted for horticulture and dairy farming. Their consistent water conservation initiatives have led to rising of groundwater levels and the village has started to prosper. Today, the village has 294 open wells, each brimming with water, just as the villagers are brimming with prosperity. Udan Thurai in Tamil Nadu. This village is a model village for more than a decade. Here, the panchayat has not only been generating electricity for their own use, but also sought selling its excess power to the Tamil Nadu Electricity Board. Through its unique welfare schemes and energy self-sufficiency drives, it has begun efforts to develop a corpus of rupees 5 crore to install wind and solar energy farms. So it is already thinking in the future. This project will enable free supply of electricity to over 8,000 residents of the village. Truly a marvelous community project. Chizami in Nagaland. This place is a small village in Nagaland and has been scripting a quiet revolution in socio-economic reforms and environmental protection for almost a decade. The village is visited by youth from neighboring villages for internships in the Chizami model of development. That is, the village has become so famous for its community projects that it is now being called the Chizami model of development. Nen, that is the Northeast Network, together with Chizami Women's Society, has started skill enhancement programs such as bamboo craft, food processing, organic farming, rooftop water harvesting, and low-cost sanitation. The marginalized women have also played an important role in bringing about these socio-economic changes. In fact, they are the only women who have played the role in bringing about these socio-economic changes and bringing about a sustainable transformation which is rooted in the traditional practices of the state. Ganga Devi Pali in Andhra Pradesh. This is a model village in Andhra Pradesh's Warangal district, where every house has the bare necessities of life, and not only that, they have much more. From regular power and water supply to a scientific filtration plant, a community-owned cable TV service, and concrete, well-lit roads, this model village has been steadily gaining in prosperity thanks to a disciplined and determined community that has also managed to work in harmony towards goals set collectively. So we saw many, many examples of community projects in rural areas and urban areas which have brought about transformatory changes in the lives of the people. Let us now move on to the next vertical, which is non-profit organizations. Non-profit organizations exist not to generate revenue for the shareholders, like traditional corporates, but to create an enterprise focused on a specific cause. Before we move on to what are non-profits, let us clear some misconceptions. First misconception is, all donations are funneled into the mission. This is a very popular misconception, and actually it is not practical, because non-profits also have to spend money on operational expenses like salaries, marketing, office expenditure, etc. The executive leadership for large non-profits has also to be compensated, and if it's a large non-profit, it has to be compensated well. And therefore, typically, 8 to 10% of the funds received in a non-profit normally go towards administrative expenses. Any extra revenue is put back into the organization's endowment or reinvested in other ways rather than paid out to shareholders. So non-profits are bound by duty and often by law to use the income they generate on specific issues. These issues could be treatment of a rare disease, or it could be general and broad categories such as social impact category, early childhood education, women's health, cancer research, working for communities, sanitation projects, waste generation, etc. There are many, many causes for which nonprofits can work. But what is important to note here is that the income that they generate has to be used for social development and not as profit to be paid out to the shareholders or other stakeholders. There are many examples of non-profit organizations in India, like Bharatiya Janpith, Bangalore Astronomical Society, Free Software Foundation. Let me give you an interesting tidbit. India has around 3.2 million registered NGOs. Can you beat that? That is, Indians have more per capita NGOs than hospital beds. So what is more important is that these NGOs work well and work efficiently. Let us move on to social firms. What are social firms? Social firm is another name for a work integration social enterprise. That is, a business created to employ people who have a disability or are otherwise disadvantaged in the labor market. Its commercial and production activities are undertaken in the context of a social mission, with profits going back into the company to further its goals. A significant number of the employees of the social firms will be with a disability or a disadvantage, including psychiatric disabilities. Workers in these firms are paid the market rate wages or salary that is appropriate to their work. The employees have the same employee rights, opportunities, and obligations as in any other organization. Let us see some examples of social firms. The raw carrot soup enterprise in France. The purpose of the raw carrot is to provide employment for individuals with disabilities. And the vehicle through which this happens is the sale of gourmet soup. The raw carrot soup enterprise currently has 3 kitchen locations with 3 more in the process. So far, social firms of Australia. This is a not-for-profit organization committed to creating accessible, durable employment for people with a mental illness or disability. It supports organizations to establish social firms which provide employment to people with mental illness or disability. It also provides assistance in the support required for employees with a mental illness. Let's move on to cooperatives. A cooperative is an autonomous association of persons united voluntarily to meet their common economic, social, and cultural needs and aspirations through a jointly owned and democratically controlled enterprise. The cooperatives may include businesses owned and managed by the people who use their services, that is, a consumer cooperative. Or it could be a workers' cooperative, that is, an organization managed by the people who work there. Multi-stakeholder or hybrid cooperatives that share ownership between different stakeholder groups. For example, care operatives, where ownership is shared between both caregivers and the receivers. Stakeholders might also include non-profits or investors. Second and third tier cooperatives whose members are other cooperatives. Or it could be platform cooperatives that use a cooperatively owned and government website, mobile app or a protocol to facilitate the sale of goods and services. Let us see examples of some cooperatives in India. Avin. Avin is a trademark of the Tamil Nadu Cooperative Milk Producers Federation Limited. It procures milk, processes it, and sells milk and the milk products to the consumers. Adarsh Cooperative Bank. It is a multi-state cooperative bank that began operations in 1972 at Sirohi of Rajasthan. With a motive to create an autonomous association of persons united voluntarily to meet their common economic, social, and cultural needs. The best example of a cooperative would be Amul or the Anand Milk Union Limited. This is perhaps one of the largest cooperatives of not only India but the world. And what is the Amul model? The Amul model of dairy development is a 3-tiered structure with the dairy cooperative societies at the village level, federated under a milk union at the district level, and a federation of member unions at the state level. What they have done is established a direct linkage between the milk producers and the consumers by completely eliminating the middlemen. It is an Indian dairy company headquartered at Anand in Gujarat and was founded in 1948 by Mr. Varghese Kurian. It is a cooperative brand managed by a cooperative body, that is the Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation Limited. Amul spurred India's white revolution, making India the world's largest producer of milk and milk products. And do you know who owns Amul? It is jointly owned by 3.6 million milk producers in Gujarat. An absolute success story of a cooperative. There are many other examples of cooperatives in India, like the Horticultural Producers Cooperative Marketing and Processing Society, popularly known as HOPCOMS, or the Indian Coffee House, or CRIPCO, which is Krishak Bharati Cooperative Limited. OCOMS is a farmer society founded in 1965 for the direct marketing of farm products. Indian Coffee House is a restaurant chain in India run by a series of worker cooperative societies. Whereas Cripco is an Indian cooperative society that manufactures fertilizers, mainly urea. Let us take an example of one last cooperative. Again, this would be a very popular cooperative, or maybe you would know its product, the Lichchat Papad. So Lichchat Papad has been founded under Sri Mahila Griha Udyog, popularly known as Lichchat. It is an Indian women's cooperative involved in manufacturing of various fast-moving consumer goods, the most famous being papads. The organization's main objective, though, is to empower women by providing them with employment opportunities. Let us now move on to learning about the other verticals or the other kinds of organizations. Social business purposes. Some businesses are founded to generate profit and affect some sort of change for the good of general public or a specific group of people who need assistance. Social purpose businesses, or SPBs, strive to strike an ideal balance between for-profit organizations and non-profit organizations. Here, the social entrepreneurs believe that financial gain need not be at odds with ethical and conscience-focused action. These kinds of businesses tend to attract impact investors. Impact investing operates much like any other traditional business investment or venture capital effort, with the added concern of generating social good. A good example again is Grameen Bank. We keep coming back to this great institution of Bangladesh, which gives microcredit to the underprivileged. It helps these people become entrepreneurs and brings about a transformative difference in their lives. Credit unions. What is a credit union? It is a type of financial cooperative. Credit unions follow a basic business model, that is, the members pool in their money. Technically, they are buying shares in the cooperative in order to be able to provide loans, demand deposit accounts, and other financial products and services to each other. Many of us who are working in organizations would have credit unions operating in our respective organizations. It is kind of a pool of employees getting together and operating this credit union within the main organization. Further, any income generated is used to fund projects and services that will benefit the community and the interests of its members. Let us move on to community development finance institutions. As the name suggests, these are providers of loans and other types of investment, primarily for social enterprises and other small businesses. Development trusts. These are community-based, owned and led enterprises which aim to develop a community. For example, the Zoroastrian community would have its own trust, or the Jain community would have its own trust, and these would be used for the benefits of the people of their respective communities. These trusts are engaged in economic, environmental, and social regeneration of a community. They work in partnership with other private, voluntary, and other public sector organizations. Public sector spin-outs. A spin-out is no different from any startup company. The only distinction is that a spin-out's employees used to work in the public sector, for example, in government or healthcare, and have branched out on their own, selling things or providing services in the open, that is, the private sector market. Trading arms of charities. This is a setup to undertake the trading activity in order to raise money for the charity parent company. For example, charity shops, catalogs, training, and consultancy. This brings us to the end of the chapter of learning about the major verticals in social entrepreneurship.